الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So last time we started the section regarding the مبهم. The مبهم, we mentioned various topics regarding it. The مبهم is what? A narrator who has not been mentioned. The مبهم could be where? In which two things can the مبهم be? So it can be either in the chain of narration or it can be in the actual text, in the matan. Then we talked about certain other topics about the مبهم being a sahabi, and that doesn't affect anything. The sahaba, all of them are udul. And then there was also topics regarding the statements of the scholars, whether such a chain of narration is still considered as muttasil or not. And then there were various differences. We went through all them last time. So where did we leave off? Was that?
The bottom of page 100. I think that was that's the last thing I've got now. I think the قلت سلامته من التدليس.
خلاص, these things we've mentioned before. Then here says الثاني أنها تقبل وتحمل عن عنته على السماع إذا كان التابعي سالما من وصمة التدليس وتعامل معاملة الحديث المتصل. This is talking about whether it's going to be connected or not. One opinion of the scholars was that it is. The an'ana, there was the issue about the an'ana. If the tabi'i says an to the sahabi, to the next person above him, that was an issue. Do you accept that from the tabi'i or not? The an version of the narration. So here one of the opinions was you accept it and it is connected as long as that tabi'i is somebody who is free of the issue of tadlis. Al-Hafiz Ibn Hajar said upon the statement of his Shaykh Al-Iraqi, فيه نظر لأن التابعي إذا كان سالما من التدليس حملت عن عنته على السماع وإن قلت هذا إنما يتأتى في حق كبار التابعين. This was another point. Some of the scholars said we're only going to do that with the senior tabi'in, the major tabi'in. And as for the others, then it's more dubious as to whether you can say it is muttasil directly or not. That topic, generally, we went over it. The main key thing was that issue again of affirming and proving whether they had met or not. Some of the scholars said as long as the tabi'i is thiqa, he's got no an'ana, he's got no issue of tadlis, and he had the mu'asara, then it's sufficient. Others, they said, no, we need proof that they actually met. We need something more established before we can give the ruling of muttasil onto that chain. And that is obviously stronger. It is stronger and it is higher to say that we want the greater proof before we can say that it is muttasil. قلت سلامته من التدليس كافية في ذلك. إذ مدار هذا على قوة الظن به وهي حاصلة في هذا المقام والله أعلم. The Shaykh says here that the fact that he is sound, this is still the quote, the fact that he is sound from Tadlis is sufficient in that. This is all that topic about whether you're going to accept it as muttasil or not. So some of them say as long as he doesn't have any Tadlis in him, it's sufficient. Because they say the point is مَدَارُ هَذَا عَلَى قُوَّةِ الظَّنِ. What overrides overwhelmingly. This tabi'i doesn't have any tadlis in him. He gives it the an in the narration. Narrates it with the an in the narration. Doesn't have any tadlis about him. Mu'asara is known. It is overwhelmingly thought due to his thiqa status. It can be taken. That is overwhelmingly thought. So if it is overwhelmingly thought, then it is sufficient as long as he doesn't have the characteristic of tadlis. Even if he says an, it can be assumed then from a thiqa tabi'i that it is connected and he did hear it directly from the companion. Then the Shaykh, he gives certain examples. There are certain examples here he mentions for this type of thing, various examples, quite a lot of examples. But we'll move on to Al-Wajh Al-Thani, page 106. أن يكون الإبهام في الإسناد في طبقة دون طبقة الصحابة. So all of that topic was about the Mubham being a companion. Then it was all of those other side issues of whether it's going to be Muttasil or not. That's why they were talking about the Tabi'i then. Has he got Tadlis in him? Has he not got Tadlis in him? It was all about the Sahabi being the Mubham one. Now the topic here is, what if the Mubham is somebody at a lower level in the chain than the Sahabi? أن يكون الإبهام في الإسناد في طبقة دون طبقة الصحابة. So here there are two possibilities. When the Mubham is somebody at a lower level than the Sahaba level. Firstly, one scenario is أن يقول الراوي حدثني رجل أو أخبرني رجل أو سمعت رجلا ونحوه من الصيغ الصريحة في التحمل. So somebody in the chain says حدثني رجل أخبرني رجل سمعت رجلا. All of these phrases indicate direct connection. They indicate connection. He heard directly from him. He was told directly from him. He was spoken to directly from him. All of these types of phrases indicate direct connection to the Mubham person. The second scenario is that this narrator says, عن رجل أو قال رجلا رجل أو أن رجلا. These are all phrases that do not even indicate direct connection to that Mubham. So two scenarios. Either there is a phrase used by the narrator to indicate a direct connection to the Mubham, who is definitely not a companion, below the level of the companions. Or the narrator at that level of the chain uses a phrase that doesn't even indicate directly a connection to the Mubham. It's possible he heard it directly. It's possible very much so he didn't hear it directly. وَوَقُوعُ الْإِبْهَامِ فِي هَذَا الْوَجْهِ عَلَىٰ قِسْمَيْنِ. In this case, it can occur in two scenarios. القسم الأول, the first category, وقوع الإبهام في طبقة التابعين. So now let's imagine the تابعين level. You have the Prophet ﷺ, you have the Sahabi, you have the Tabi'i. At that level of the Tabi'in, so if you look at it in numbers, if you say the Prophet ﷺ, that's the top level of the chain, the Prophet ﷺ. Then number two is the Sahabi, number three is the Tabi'i, number four is the person who narrated from the Tabi'i. So number four now is narrating from a Tabi'i who is Mubham. And he's just saying, number four is only saying, an. Not even telling us that he directly heard from this Mubham. So maybe there's even more people involved before the Mubham. So in that scenario now, وَقُوعُ الْإِبْهَامِ فِي طَبَقَةِ التَّابِعِينَ فَيُبْهَمُ التَّابِعِي وَيُتَعَامَلُ مَعَ حَدِيثِهِمْ بِمَا قَالَهُ الْحَافِظُ الذَّهَبِي فِي خَاتِمَةِ كِتَابِهِ دِيوَانَ الضُّعَفَاءِ وَالْمَتْرُوكِينَ وَأَمَّا الْمَجْهُولُونَ مِنَ الرُّوَاةِ فإن كان الرجل من كبار تابعين أو أوساطهم يحتمل حديثه وتلقي بحسن الظن إذا سلم من مخالفة الأصول ومن ركاكة الألفاظ. If this مبهم from the تابعين, or rather, the one who narrates it, he is from the major تابعين or from the middle level of the تابعين. He is from the major tabi'een or the middle level of the tabi'een, then it could be accepted with the overwhelming good thought of the hadith that it's generally going to be okay from a senior tabi'i, as long as there is no rakakatul alfaz. What does that mean? Rakakatul alfaz. Contradictions, or they say, like when you do your English essays, you may be told that all of the way you've written this, it is poor English, poor Arabic. A hadith that has very strange wordings, very poor, not grammar necessarily, grammar may be okay, but just the way that it's phrased. It's not possible that type of phrasing is from the Prophet ﷺ. There are certain narrations, there's a hadith, I forgot what it is now, something about a chicken. A chicken does this and a chicken does that or something along these lines. They say, this hadith, we know it's already mawdu', it's fabricated. There's no way these are the words of the Prophet ﷺ. The way that it's written, rakakatul alfaz. These words are not words of the messenger. The way this is and how it is said and what's being said, it is like foolishness, or it is words which are not appropriate words. So as long as there isn't that type of thing.
So we're talking here now, then you've got your the messenger, then the Sahabi, then the Tabi'i, then the next one, if that fourth level is high, is one of the kibar of the Tabi'in or middle, or we talk about the third level is, so it's a middle level Tabi'i or a major Tabi'i narrating from another Tabi'i, who's narrating from the Sahabi.
No, wait, here this section, they're talking about here, now it says, فَإِنْ كَانَ رَجْلٌ مِنْ كِبَارِ التَّابِعِينَ. Firstly, he's talking about the Mubham himself, which obviously then requires a lot of more research to be able to establish how he's from the Kibar al-Tabi'in, he's Mubham. But it's talking about the Kibar al-Tabi'in as the Mubham. If it is established somehow that this Mubham is from the Kibar of the Tabi'in or from the middle level of the Tabi'in, then it could be passed. But then he goes on to say, إِنْ كَانَ الْمَجْهُولُ مِنْ أَتْبَاعِ التَّابِعِينَ. Firstly, وَإِنْ كَانَ رَجْلٌ مِنْهُمْ مِنْ صِغَارِ التَّابِعِينَ فَسَائِغٌ رِوَايَةُ خَبَرِهِ وَيَخْتَلِفُ ذَلِكَ بِاخْتِلَافِ جَلَالَةِ الرَّاوِي عَنْهُ وَتَحَرِّهِ وَعَدْمِ ذَلِكَ. If he was one of the smaller levels of the tabi'in, then again, سَائِغٌ رِوَايَةُ خَبَرِهِ. It is permissible to narrate it. It's passable again. But it all depends, this time it says, on the number four person as well. عَلَى جَلَالَةِ الرَّاوِي عَنْهُ وَتَحَرِّيهِ. That fourth level person, now number four, need to look at him as well. What's his level? What's he like? If he's a good pass and he's narrating from a small tabi'i, then the combination of the fact that this is a tabi'i that he's narrating from, number four himself is a good, strong narrator, then it's again passable. They would allow it to pass. وَإِنْ كَانَ الْمَجْهُولُ مِنْ أَتْبَاعِ التَّابِعِينَ فَمَنْ بَعْدَهُمْ فَهُوَ أَضْعَفُ لِخَبَرِهِ. سِيَّمَا إِذَنْ فَرَدَ بِهِ. But if the Mubham is at the number four level, now it's becoming very weak. You have somebody at number four, the narrator from the Tabi'i being Mubham himself, then that is more of a problem. Al-Hafiz Ibn Kathir said in his book Ikhtisar Ulum al-Hadith, book in Sciences of Hadith, فَأَمَّا الْمُبْهَمُ الَّذِي لَمْ يُسَمْ. The Mubham whose name has not been mentioned, أو من سمي ولا تعرف عينه. And this is another thing. He says, أو من سمي ولا تعرف عينه. Somebody who has been named, but it's still unknown who he is. He's been named, but that name is unknown to anybody. They don't know who that name is. Who is he? So he is still Mubham even though they've got a name. فهذا ممن لا يقبل روايته أحد علمناه. So nobody accepts these types of narrations, he says. ولكنه إذا كان في عصر التابعين والقرون المشهود لهم بالخير فإنه يستأنس بروايته. But if the Mubham was from the Salaf, from the Tabi'in, from that level, then يستأنس بروايته. You can use it as a backup evidence. It's passable as a backup evidence. يستأنس بروايته. You wouldn't use it as the core evidence for something. But as a backup, as a supplement, it can go, it can pass as an evidence to use. وَيُسْتَضَاءُ بِهَا فِي مَوَاطٍ. And you could use it to further enlighten you on certain issues. There may be some details in there. وَقَدْ وَقَعَ فِي مُسْنَدِ الْإِمَامَ أَحْمَدُ وَغَيْرِهِ مِنْ هَذَا الْقَبِيلِ الْكَثِيرِ. In the Musnad of Imam Ahmad, there are many narrations like that, where they are supplementary and backup narrations. That is all talking about if the Mubham is the Tabi'i level generally. The Tabi'i level, big Tabi'in, middle level Tabi'in, it can be generally passed and accepted, but it will only be used as a supplementary evidence. Here now it's going to go into detail about the Mubham being at the fourth level. Al-Qismu Thani Wuqu'u Al-Ibham Fi Tabaqati Atba'i Tabi'in Faman Ba'dahum. At level 4 or 5 or 6, getting way down the narration now, and you have a Mubham in the middle of it. الشيخ عبد الله البخاري says سبق تقرير أن من شروط قبول الحديث صحة وحسن الاتصال وعدالة الرواة. We already said to accept the narration as authentic, we need the اتصال, connection of the chain, and the authenticity of the narrators. وسبق أيضا الكلام عن أهمية الاتصال والكلام عن العنعنة وما يلتحق بها. Also we've talked about the importance of that connection of the chain and the issue of عنعنة. أما الإبهام فيقال الراوي المبهم أو مجهول الذات لم يتحقق فيه شرط العدالة. One problem you have with a mubham is that you can't establish his adala. You don't know who he is. How are you going to establish that this rawi is adl? You don't know who he is. So that is one big problem that arises. That condition gets missing now. You can't work out if this narrator is thiqa. What is he? You don't know who he is. وعدم تحقق العدالة سبب موجب لرد خبر الراوي. If you can't establish what the level of this narrator is he authentic, is he a liar, what is he? You can't establish it, then you have to reject that narration, you have to reject that information. وَلَا يَخْفَى أَنَّ الْحِفَاظِ عَلَى سُنَّةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَالْإِحْتِيَاطِ لَهَا وَاجِبٌ شَرْعِي مُقَدَّمٌ عَلَى أَيِّ أَمْرٍ آخَرٍ. And no doubt we have to preserve the sunnah and you cannot basically allow lenience in that. قال الإمام الشافعي لا نقبل خبر من جهلناه وكذلك لا نقبل خبر من لم نعرفه بالصدق وعمل الخير. الإمام الشافعي said we cannot accept the narration of the one we don't know who he is, and neither can we accept the narration of the one we don't know about his trustworthiness and his actions of goodness. A mubham, we can't accept his narration. وقال مرة مجيبا عن حديث استدل به أحدهم أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ما جاءكم عني فأعرضوه فأعرضوه على كتاب الله فما وافقه فأنا قلته وما خالفه فلم أقله بقوله فقلت له ما روى هذا الحديث أحد يثبت حديثه في شيء صغر ولا كبر فيقال لنا قد ثبتتم حديث من روى هذا في شيء. He said once answering to somebody claimed that the Prophet ﷺ said whatever somebody tells you about me, check it on the Quran. If it matches, then I said it. If it doesn't match, then it is in opposition to what I said. فَقُلْتُ لَهُ مَا رَوَى هَذَا الْحَدِيثَ أَحَدٌ يَثْبُتُ حَدِيثُهُ فِي شَيْءٍ سَغُرَ وَلَا كَبُرَ. That this narration has not been narrated by anybody authentic. فَيُقَالُ لَنَا قَدْ ثَبَّتْتُمْ حَدِيثَ مَنْ رَوَى هَذَا فِي شَيْءٍ. Then it is said to us that you have ascertained the hadith of the one who narrated this in an affair. وهذه أيضا رواية منقطعة عن رجل مجهول ونحن لا نقبل مثل هذا الرواية في شيء. All of this is that statement to highlight that if it's a mubham, we can't work out whether he is adl or not. If we can't work out whether he is adl or not, he is from the ones who has the adala, then we can't establish the trustworthiness of him. We therefore cannot establish the trustworthiness of that narration. And then he mentions these other ones, and the same points he brings up, that there is no authentic narration of them. قال الحافظ البيهقي لا يجوز الاحتجاج بأخبار المجهولين. All of them mentioning that you cannot take the narrations of the majhool. لا حجة في من ليس بمعروف العدالة ولا انتفت عنه الجهالة. No evidence in the narration of the unknown one and the one who his lack of knowledge about him is not removed from him. The jahala is not removed from him. We don't know who he is. All of these narrations here are indicating a mubham in the lower levels. You're not going to be able to accept it as an authentic narration. There's somebody in there, you just don't know who he is. Is he somebody authentic? Is he not somebody authentic? There's no way to establish it. He's unknown. That chain of narration isn't going to be accepted as an authentic chain of narration. There's a link in there which can't be proven either way. Is it authentic? Is it not? So therefore you have to preserve the sunnah and you cannot accept something like that as being authentic. To summarize this section now. Number one, إبهام في طبقة التابعين. If the مبهم is at number level 3, which is the level of, in our example, the تابعين, whether it's the major تابعين, middle, lower, تابعين level. And it is narrated in a manner where it indicates direct connection from number 4. Number 4 says, حدثني, this مبهم from number 3. أخبرني, سمعت, from this مبهم of number 3. فيقبل منه ذلك التحمل ويحمل على اتصاله. So then at least in terms of connection, you can say it is متصل generally. Number 4, ثقة, he's good. He is indicating direct connection to the مبهم of number 3. Then generally you can accept it because number 4 is good and number 3 is a تابعي. So they will accept that as being متصل at least. That doesn't necessitate that it's authentic. That just tells you it's متصل. As for the authenticity, you're still going to have the problem that you still have this unknown identity in the chain. Remember, some of these sciences, they talk about one aspect. So muttasil or not is one aspect. They say, okay, we can say the chain is muttasil. Number 4 is good. He's telling us directly he heard from number 3, who's the mubham, who's the tabi'i. Okay, we'll say it's muttasil. We can do that. But is the hadith authentic? That's another issue now, because we still have a majhool in the chain of narration. And that, as everybody says, generally can't be taken like that. The best that was said by some of them was you could maybe keep it on there as a backup or supplementary narration, but you wouldn't use it as a primary evidence. Thania, the second scenario is number 4 narrates from a tabi'i. The tabi'i is still the mubham one, but with a manner of wording which doesn't indicate direct connection. That one, the overall ruling in summary is you're going to say the chain of narration is munqati'. There, number 4, he may be good, he's narrating from a tabi'i, but he's giving a wording which doesn't indicate direct connection, and it's a mubham on top of that. He's a number 4 level on top of that. They're not going to rule on that one as being muttasil then. So if the tabi'i is the mubham, is the chain muttasil or not? All depends on how number 4 narrates from that tabi'i. If number 4 narrates from him with direct connection speech, حدثني, etc., then okay, muttasil. If it's an'ana and other things, then not muttasil. The next situation is if it's number 4 or below, who is the mubham? Again, the scenario arises if it's number 4 or below, who is the mubham, and number 5 or below, depending on the level, narrates from that mubham with a manner of direct connection speech, حدثني, سمعت, أخبرني. Number 5 narrates from number 4 with direct connection speech. What's the ruling this time? Again, they'll say it's muttasil then. They'll say, okay, at least muttasil, they'll accept that. Number 5, narrating from number 4. Number 5 is good, everything narrator-wise. Number 4, he narrates with a direct speech of connection. حدثني, أخبرني, سمعت. They'll say, okay, we'll let it pass as muttasil. We'll let it pass as muttasil. As for the hadith, will they use this one as a supplementary or backup? This one a lot more dubious, and it's a lot lower down in level. These ones aren't just going to be used as supplementary or backup, etc. The ones where the mubham is down at 4. Here now the hadith are becoming a lot more weaker in their level. The second possibility is it's number 4 or below who is the mubham, and the one narrating from them is narrating in a manner which does not even indicate direct connection. So in this case, the chain is certainly, again, munqati'. That's the basics up to there.
So
go on.
You're saying that even if it's at the tabi'i level, and it's the higher or middle level tabi'i, what they use, an, qal, and then it's not accepted as muttasil. So then what about when we mentioned that if there's no recapitul alfaz, ihtumil hadith?
Which section was that in?
So that's from القسم الأول. وقوع الإبهام في هذا.
القسم الأول is when they say حدثني, isn't it?
There's a lot of أقسام.
Al-Qism al-Awwal is always the one where it's directly connected. Haddathani sami'tu, etc. Haddathani sami'tu, Al-Qism al-Awwal would be like that. Is it not?
أن يقول الراوي نو الثانية قول الراوي عن رجل أو قال رجل أو أن رجل نحوها من السائر المحتملة وقوع الإبهام في هذا الوجه على قسمين and then from here there's القسم الأول and then in there it says إن it says فإن كان الرجل من كبار التابعين أو أوساطهم احتمل حديثه فتلقي بحسن الظن إذا سلم من مخالفة الأصول ومن ركاكة الفاظ.
Who's is that a quote or what is it?
Yeah, this is from Hafiz al-Dhahabi fi Diwan.
Okay, jayyid. That's a statement of Al-Imam al-Dhahabi. The whole section, we haven't read it all, but there's about 20 different statements from all the different scholars. That's a statement of Al-Imam al-Dhahabi on the issue.
Okay.
That's a statement. And then the rest of them, there's quite a lot. They give a lot of examples of the different scholars and their opinions on it. Okay. So that's a statement. If it doesn't have the rakakatul al-fad, then okay, they'll pass it as well.
And there the talker pass it. So here he's saying that you would pass it as muttasil, but still the authenticity.
Authenticity, it's not going to pass anywhere. Mubham, majhul. If you have somebody who's not known in the below levels, sahabi obviously different, like we said. Tabi'i, below levels, it's not going to pass. The best you're ever going to get really there, as it says, is maybe as a supplementary evidence on the side. Because there's a mubham, you can't establish the adala of that narrator. You cannot establish the adala of the narrator, so it's almost impossible to determine the authenticity of that narrator. With the chains missing or somebody missing, it would be at some level of da'if.
Is that something that would require a separate bahth anyway? And then maybe think like, that's a whole...
Because it's possible, yes. Because sometimes the da'if, which is only da'if, slightly, minor da'if. You have minor da'if and major da'if. The minor da'if can sometimes be pushed up because now, okay, in that chain of narration you have this mubham. But then you got three or four other chains of narration which are legitimate, all ending up at the same matan. So now you got multiple chains of narration all ending up at the same matan. Some of those others, they've all got their weaknesses in them as well, but every one of them has minor weaknesses. Maybe some of the narrators weren't so strong, etc. They've all got some minor weaknesses, 5 or 6 or 10 different chains of narration, all ending up at the same matan. Now that indicates to us there's something going on with this matan. Loads of different chains of narration. If we took every chain of narration independently, we'd say it's weak because of X, Y, and Z. But now you've got 10 chains of narration. They've all got some slight issue in each one of them. But with 10 chains of narration coming together now, they do say it brings a level of strength. That you could maybe just squeeze that together as Hasan li ghayrihi, possible. We'll do the rest of it next time anyway, there's more to come.